This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he has important information for President Donald Trump about how to respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. He spoke after a meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. The top U.S. diplomat said there was enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for the middle-of-the-night missile and drone attacks. Last weekend's attacks temporarily knocked out half of the Saudis' oil production, nearly 6% of the global oil supply. After meeting with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, Pompeo told reporters in Dubai, "We're here to build up a coalition aimed at achieving peace." Pompeo added that the coalition would like a peaceful resolution and that he hoped Iran's leadership sees things the same way. Earlier, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told CNN that any U.S. or Saudi military strike against Iran would result in an all-out war. Zarif said Iran doesn't want war but won't hesitate to defend its territory. Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's election, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. At least 15 people are dead in Afghanistan Thursday. Dozens more are injured. A car bomb attack was claimed by the Taliban near a compound used by Afghanistan's intelligence agency in the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. A government spokesman said most of the victims, which included women and children, were patients at a nearby hospital. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is holding a closed-door session Thursday with the Intelligence Community Inspector General. This as lawmakers hope to learn more details of a secret whistleblower complaint that has sparked a legal battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration. The AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The Washington Post reports Inspector General Michael Atkinson is to testify today. According to the Post, the complaint involves an intelligence official's allegation that President Trump made an unspecified promise to a foreign leader. The Post cites two anonymous former U.S. officials. However, the Associated Press has not confirmed the report. The Intelligence Committee Chairman, Congressman Adam Schiff, says Atkinson determined the whistleblower complaint was credible and urgent. The White House has not commented. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photograph surfaced of him wearing brown face at a party in 2001.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry.
Time magazine published the image. Trudeau said he was dressed up in an Aladdin costume for a gala where the theme was Arabian Nights. Jagmeet Singh, the leader of Canada's New Democratic Party, says the Trudeau brownface scandal will trouble many Canadians.
Seeing this image is going to be hard for a lot of people. It's going to bring up a lot of pain. It's going to bring up a lot of hurt. Please reach out to your loved ones. Please reach out to people who are suffering in silence right now. Please let them know that they are loved and they are celebrated for who they are.
Trudeau is currently on the campaign trail before Canadian federal elections. The image could undermine his chances for re-election with less than 5 weeks to go before polls open. U.S. lawmakers will move next week to begin passing legislation combating human rights abuses in Hong Kong. It's an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. Some of the key activists in Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement are on Capitol Hill this week. Here's Denise Ho.
I want to thank the Congress for giving the support because, this is a message to these Hong Kong people that we are not isolated in this fight. We are in the forefront of this very global fight for universal values.
After months of protests, activists in Hong Kong succeeded in forcing the withdrawal of an extradition bill, widely seen as an incursion by the mainland Chinese government. If legislation passes in Washington, the bill would allow President Trump to use the Magnitsky Act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses, while ensuring protesters are not denied entry visas to the United States and that Hong Kong is complying with sanctions and laws of the United States. Marissa Melton, VOA News.